We're talking about Wisconsin's tornado season on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have seen devastating storms rip across the central U.S. In the past week alone, authorities linked tornadoes to at least 7 deaths, many injuries. Government weather forecasters logged preliminary reports of more than 500 tornadoes in a 30-day period. That is rare, uncharted territory, as one meteorologist put it to the New York Times this week. On average, here in Wisconsin, we get 23 tornadoes a year. Have you ever been in one? When did it happen, and where were you? How did you stay safe? Does your family have tornado preparedness plans? Join in 800-642-1234. Tim Halbach is a warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service based out of the Milwaukee Sullivan office. Tim, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, thanks for having me this morning.
Well, it seems the central U.S. is really stuck in a cycle of dangerous storms that just aren't stopping. And just this week, we saw tornadoes struck Iowa, Illinois, Ohio, Kansas, other states. What is causing this?
Well, we've been in a stuck pattern where if you talk to anybody down in the far southeastern United States, it's been a heat wave down there. And kind of that contrast area between where we have the warm, juicy air mass and where it's cold, like what we've been in, that's basically the belt for where we look for this kind of activity. So for us, it's been just to our south. It's kind of wavered back and forth, you know, for where we'd be looking for where these storms would occur. We've been in the same pattern where the winds that are not just at the ground but above the ground have been very strong. It's helped to create the perfect setup for a lot of the severe weather.
So you're seeing like the warm, juicy air masses from the Gulf colliding with the colder air from the north?
Correct. Yeah. And one of the areas that we always look for is where the warm front or a stationary front would be, that kind of marks what the difference in those two air masses is. So when we have a day where that's parked over our area or part of Wisconsin, and we have storms that develop along it, that can be a focus for where you can see severe weather, thunderstorms. There's a lot of different ingredients that we look at to try to forecast whether or not we're going to have those kinds of storms. But thankfully for Wisconsin, we've missed out on it, but it doesn't mean that, you know, we're out of the park here.
And we'll get to Wisconsin in a moment, but what we're seeing right now in the central U.S., is this unusual at all for this time of year?
Well, it's this time of year when we start seeing an uptick in activity. It had actually been a fairly quiet, severe weather season up until about a week and a half ago. But it just kind of shows you how fast things can change from being a quiet year to just a ridiculously busy lot of severe weather, when you get into the right setup there. So for, I think, the last 10 days, there's been some sort of elevated or higher risk of severe weather somewhere in the United States. And thankfully, at least looks like it's going to be ending for in the next day or so here.
So is it true that the upper Midwest has fewer intense tornadoes than the rest of the Midwest? Are we buffered at all because of our location?
The frequency isn't as great. If you go a little bit further to the south and west, you get into what's, called Tornado Alley. But they see quite a few tornadoes. The thing is, down there, they don't have as much of population for where a tornado could go through. So a lot of them end up being in farm fields and things like that. The southeastern United States has tornadoes all year round, and that's can be more particularly dangerous because people got to be prepared all year for these large tornadoes. For us up here in Wisconsin, we have maybe a shorter season, which means our frequency might be a little bit less, but we can get tornadoes and severe weather any time of year if the ingredients come together.
We're talking about severe weather and the dangers of tornadoes. Those ingredients with Tim Halbach. He's a warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service based out of the Milwaukee Sullivan office. Does your family have a tornado preparedness plan? What does it look like? How often do you practice it? Do you have supplies at home or in your car so that you feel prepared? We're at 800-642-1234. You can join in. Tim, how does a meteorologist like like yourself, determine that a tornado is coming? How do you track it?
So the way that we can get any kind of lead time on it is to use our radar. We can pick up on rotation and sometimes debris getting lofted up into the air from our radar. Our goal is to get people lead time so that they know that the tornado is there first. But then once the tornado is on the ground, we rely on spotters to be able to report to us what is actually happening so that we can confirm that, hey, that tornado is there. You really need to be into the basement when the storm's coming in. So like yesterday over in the Kansas with one of the storms that went through there, they could pick up on debris on the radar going up about 25,000 feet. Mm. When we start seeing things like that, that tells us that this is going to be a very strong to violent tornado that's occurring.
And when do you decide to put out a tornado warning? And what's the difference between a watch and a tornado warning?
So first, with a watch, when the Storm Prediction Center issues those, they're part of the Weather Service, and we work with them to get those watches out. That's kind of your first kind of, you know, heads up. The ingredients are coming together here for potential for severe weather. So you need to be ready that if you know, a storm develops later on that goes to a warning, you're prepared for it. So the watch is kind of your heads up. And then the warning means that storm is there. You need to take action. So how we pick up on that, again, is the radar. If we're doing an analysis of where the environment's more favorable for tornadoes and we see a storm going up along it and there's some sort of velocity or we're seeing some rotation on our radar that is strengthening, that'll lead us to issue that first tornado warning to give people a heads up. It can be pretty quick that these tornadoes last, so our goal is to try to get that warning out before the tornado occurs.
What are some key safety tips you can give people?
So make sure you have ways to receive warnings. I'm sure if you've watched the news after tornado, there's people that'll say, you know, there was no warning. A lot of times there was a warning. It's just that people don't have a way to receive that warning. So have an app on your phone that you know will get you a warning. Severe thunderstorm warnings do not come through on the wireless emergency alerts. No weather radios are a great tool to have on as well. If there's a day that you're expecting severe thunderstorms or sometimes when you're not, just to have that on. And also, you know, we tell people to turn on the TV, watch your television meteorologists. They're going to give you play-by-play for where the storms are going to be. And, you know, that's something that is extremely valuable for people to confirm the risk for whether or not that tornado is going to be close to them.
In the last 30 seconds or so, where should you take shelter in your home?
So anywhere below grade. So in Wisconsin, there's a lot of places that have basements. That's a fantastic place to go. There's no favorite part of the basement to go into. Just being below grade is the spot that you want to be at. An extra step would be to get underneath a table so that if stuff falls into the house, that falls onto that extra level of, you know, a force. If you don't have a basement, the interior part of your house, try to put as many walls between you and the outside as possible, and stay away from windows. And those are some of the main things, particularly if you're at home.
Tim, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tim Halbach is a warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service at the Milwaukee Sullivan office. Up next, we're talking about this year's tick and mosquito season and what researchers are learning from a new smartphone app. What questions do you have about these blood suckers? Join in at 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network.